三日安说三日日上拉拉想着八个单日就是十大日十日日日拉拉便是三日准不来说三日安说三日日上拉拉想着八个单日就是十大日十日日日上拉日安说拉若三日安说三日日上拉拉想着八个单日就是十大日十日日日上拉日安说拉便是三日准不来
カズさん、中和なる。あ、カズさん、中和なるような人。だんだん、ロンアゲというのは、何だ、チャンジュセンパラ、ロンアゲというのは、なわゆる。だ、イギスのなわめ、セネルシンことは。どうは
So, if you remember the first、question for discussion that you had on Sunday,was a question pertaining to how the bodhisattvas have the permission to engage in the three bodily non-virtues and the four verbal non-virtues, isn't it? Right? But they do not have permission to engage in the three mental non-virtues.So, do bodhisattvas have permission to bodhisattvas have permission to have covetousness or not?
Yeah, this question. Why?Just don't say no, but you must give reason why. You said no is not enough. Why? Yeah. Must explain the reason why. Yeah.Then killing is virtuous, you mean? And of course people say, why killing allowed to Bodhisattva? Killing is not virtuous. You have to think that, you know, not virtuous, because you already accept seven is allowed, isn't it? Then how can you say not virtuous? You got a question? Why not allowed? Allowed. Yeah, that napsam ki kunne lang the, that machi bale ba yung chukro. Napsam si si chamsi sambachi, napsam si si machi bale ba yung chukro.
It is entirely plausible for a bodhisattva to steal motivated by covetousness, isn't it? Plausible. You can imagine that, right? Bodhisattvas have covetousness or not? Bodhisattvas have attachment or not? Then covetousness?
Everything so, yeah.
You see, yes, now I was so scared. Yes, what? Yeah.
Somebody want to answer? Or? Yes? Lingala says, no? That's not it. Napsam, no, you're not man, Napsam. That's Chapala, no, you're a man, chances.
So, bodhisattvas are permitted to. Are there situations where it is permitted for bodhisattvas to have attachment? Then this is basically tied to the first question. Why do bodhisattvas have the permission to have covetousness or not?
Explain why. This I know. I know the Ten Members, Covetousness is one of that. I know that. My question is, why not allow that?
Do you think Ken Rumshi knows now? I wonder sometimes, I wonder what you think.
Just
to check, let me see.
The seven allowed, three not allowed. Yeah. Why three from the first one? Why not allowed? Question is that. But you didn't get a question still.
All of you say no. Well, none of you have a reason. Not a single person here has a reason. Because new moon witches. Attachment or desire is an affliction, Bodhisattvas motivate, there are things that bodhisattva do out of attachment in order to accomplish great purposes for others, That is clear,
That is clear. 택면 낭신 다 착받이 치두니네 방제신이 뭉구여 말해. 여와 고 근데 숭구여를 치두니네 착받이 방제 치두니네 착받이 다 방제 조우침이 뭉구여 말해. 조다 신두심에 열라도 규르기로 했습니다. 다 발신된 하나 뒤 숭구여로 왔다 신두심에 열라도 규르기로 했습니다.
I think I mentioned this before, yeah. The Bodhisattvas do not specifically, you know, focus on abandoning attachment, yeah, unlike what's practiced on the path to liberation in the Hinayana, yeah, where attachment, which is an affliction, is necessarily must be abandoned, yeah. In the Paramitayana, in the general Mahayana, it is taught that the Bodhisattvas do use afflictions such as attachment as a method or as a branch to accomplish great purposes for benefit for sentient beings.
Yeah. So there are these
historical accounts of Bodhisattvas in the past who fathered, you know, many, many children in order to benefit the teachings of Buddha. Yeah? Right. So how you make children without attachment? Just in case you're not sure of that.
What?
Just in case.
Huh? Okay, that's the question. Think about, yeah, why not allowed? Yeah. Next time you give me the answer, why not allowed covetousness? Huh? Attachment. Allowed, not allowed, then not allowed, then why? Yeah. So that's the question. Yeah. 어떻게 다 되네 막 가서 가려라 참지 들으셔. 다 신랑라 마태바 체발로 초 미릭바스에도 사주시는 들으셔. 다시 아니
마태바
신기랑라 아니 지금 마태바 체수나 아니 초나 지금 말해서 사제티 공나르셔 다티 디스마시르셔.
So, okay, then continuing with the text. So the next section is about why it is inappropriate to be angry if others do not have faith in us.
어떻게 되나 마다 갈대슴제 냠체베 아 갈대슴제 냠체베 미냥 말아 초신아 스타텔라다 또 미냐면 마을로 봐 콩도치는 디그레스 콩도할의 균세도스 독신이다 삼바이나 서다.
So verse 62. Yeah. If sin sentient beings will be weakened, I shall be angry with those who say unpleasant things. Why are you not likewise angry with those who say unpleasant things to others? So we may think, no. If others when others say unpleasant things to us, this may cause some people to lose faith, yeah, in us, yeah. And since this will cause some people, when these people hear the criticisms directed at us, since they will lose faith in us, since this is not what I want, so as such, I have a right to be upset with the person who is criticizing me.
어떻게 딱 소설 신경 소설 꾸었다 봐이나 아니 랑기가 컨트롤 나 뒷발에서 가르쳐는 꾸라도 믿겠지 그지 rāngā kuwa tabi jengi tī sōnam sē chukudu, sōnam sē che gāngsā parabu nye sōntu jē chukudu sō. Che sāng tā, anī chī kōntu rīkpa rē sā, tā tō tā tīndē rē.
And we think that, oh, if the person criticizes me, you know, if that person who is criticizing me, if he does so, then he creates negative karma, he exhausts his own negativities, isn't it? And then as such, then he will go to the lower realms, isn't it? Right? So therefore, I must do something about it, you know. So yeah, so we may think that people may think that, you know, therefore it is that we may need to be upset with those people, you know, to do something, you know, because, you know, well, you know, he's saying bad things about me, you know, then he's exhausting his own merit, you know, then he's going to the lower realms, you know, and I must stop him, you know, and then we feel that maybe you know, you need a bit of aggressiveness, you know, or anger to stop him, you know. So if we do happen to think like this, then the answer to that is so the answer to that is, why are you not likewise angry with those who say unpleasant things to other people? So if, you know, if we hear others criticizing, you know, somebody else, you know, such as criticizing somebody else and somebody who has more qualities than us and or so forth, you know, then in that situation, then why are we not upset with those people who are criticizing other people? This is linked to the earlier talk. So if we, you know, the people do think that, oh, you know, if this person that, you know, earlier what we said, if somebody is criticizing me, then I need to do something about it, because he criticizes me, he exhausts his own merit, and then he's going to the lower realms, isn't it? So I have to do something about it, isn't it? Right? He has no faith in me, because of his lack of faith in me, then he will go to the lower realms, right? So I must do something about it, right? So likewise, if that's your reason, then when we hear another person criticizing, then another person, since the reason applies in that situation as well, isn't it? Right? Then why are we not angry in that situation? Why?
Oh, they like to drink water. Scarcity to they like to drink water. Man, so drink me to us. To drink water. Oh, they want to drink me to us.
So in that situation, it is appropriate. You know, it is appropriate to be upset. Yeah, but we don't. Yeah, in that situation, we don't get upset. Yeah. When it involves somebody else criticizing another person, yeah.
Getting the logic? Yeah, man, you must get the logic out there. That 조조 야마르세 뜨서 나 조르가 바나 더히 디고나 라브라와 강세 찌기 신을 고았다나 데라 처리 바레스 조게 야마레스 당한즈 다 강세 신지기 신을 미냐바 조바들라 맞아 아니 초나 초조 야마레스 나 초야기 초코랑 야마레스 참코랑 야마레스 나 어떤 듯 조조 야마르스 갈세나 조 갈라왔다 당어지들이 삼아 고기도 왔다 갈세 강서 찌기 시험을 구하다 보면 어저 밖에 최 야마르 갈세나 디 구하다 봐도 중단 마중세디 아니 강서 팔아 봐라 랄레드 가래서 그때 땅에 유 강서라 랄레드 가래서 소속이 다 찌기 시험을 구하다 보면 소속 콩도 사소 야마르스다 되는 상황이 나서
그 초선아
티 그 초선아 걸었다 다 전에 초나다 자유전에 매된 것이다 초선아 가서 좀 초야게 세고로 해야 말이다 또 그런 하상다 초야를 던다 매바도 무슨 거야 또다 가서는 강사 측이 신을 구하다 봐야지 강사 팔아볼라 라지야 말이야 그때 용담 많이 돼 강사 바로 올라가 소스 딜라 쳐야요 말해서 나는 처리 걸어와 쳐야요 말해 뒤 조조 강사 바로 올라가 말해 소스 전에 그런 요 말했어
earlier we know we think when somebody is upset with me he basically has no faith in me, isn't it? And in criticizing me, in being upset with me, by not liking me, he will degenerate his own merit, and he will go to the lower realms. Right? And so, and people may then see that as a reason, or perhaps an excuse, or more like a reason, therefore I need to do something, you know? I need to counteract that, you know? Right? But if that's what we really think, then that logic should also apply to the situation when somebody else is being criticized, not us. When somebody else is being criticized, the person who's criticizing that somebody else will also be in a situation of non-faith and therefore exhaust his or her own merit and then go to the lower realms, isn't it? So going by extension of the logic there, even if we are not the one being criticized, that somebody else is being criticized, then we should also be upset at the person who's criticizing the other person, but we don't, yeah. Alright? So, but actually, we're going by logic, we should, right? But then, of course, we oppose this logic, yeah, you know? When this logic is thrown by us, we oppose it. So then, and then we may think, there's no reason for me to get upset, because if I were to get upset, then there's no end to being getting upset, you know. Because in that in a situation where somebody else is being criticized, so whether the criticism occurs or not, it's primarily the responsibility lies with the person who is being criticized. That person has to do something about it, you know. Yeah. So this is not my problem. So as such, it doesn't involve me. I don't have to get upset. I shouldn't be, yeah.
哦，对，算了。但马德先生拉来被台湾灭了，就是那你们家了拉来被明年忙了，几米修是的，几米修是。Well,
if that's what we think, then if you are patient with this lack of faith because it is related to others' non-faith, then why are you not patient with unpleasant words since they are related to the arisal of afflictions?
家长，等到你去打做做，你去干啥？这个写了卷子的做的空，说是有空出自要嘛的是，可是呢，做做你去打做做的，不给卷卷的的，啊你干啥的了？马贴吧，马贴吧进去的是，马贴吧用完的做干啥？跑路边你去打，就把干的是用来拉了嘛的是，提进去，啊你干啥？看到是马贴吧去，提进去，过了打包的用过要的是，家长。 또 마태바 유아디 강사 바로 아니 군조 나라려 버렸어. 알아봐.
Or in a situation where there's somebody criticizing another person. So this person is criticizing the other person primarily because of lack of faith, isn't it? Seeing faults, you know? Right? So then the person gets upset and then criticizes the another person, isn't it? And in our view, when we look at such a situation, we may think that there must be a reason why this person is criticizing the other person. So the other person must be at fault. You know? Maybe, you know, he did something wrong, he said something wrong. So therefore, you know, he's being criticized now, yeah?
Oh, 독신에 딱 바로 고아답서 유디 강사되다 거 저거 약보지 맵이 이제 그때 중화를 해서 맞아 근데 삼도시 고구도와 그러봐 아니 딜라소도 돌아 돌아야 말해 좋다 군주한테 강사 바로 배다 군주라 날려봐 티킹 중화를 했어 소소다 딜라 전해야 말했다 됐더니 서버 검토구도 없어 어땠어 삼도 고리구도 와
Yeah, this is what we think, isn't it? We think that the victim, the person who is being criticized, definitely must have a role to play, isn't it? Right? You know, maybe he did something wrong, his way of speaking was wrong, and so forth. So he created, you know, he created the situation, isn't it, for him to be criticized, right? So as such, you know, there's no point for I have no reason to be upset at the person who is criticizing him. It's none of my business, right?
어 독신이 당한서 들었다 소방 아 진대 삼당자니 마토와 체제다 먼저 지대 로테보 신의 대도의 신구도와 봐봐.
So we think that you know we don't have to be upset yeah, in that situation yeah. You know the person who's being criticized is at fault. So there's no reason for me to be upset with the person who is criticizing that person. So as such, you know, we are able to remain relaxed and be patient, you know. We have a kind of, you know, yeah, relax, you know. It doesn't affect us, yeah, the situation.
Oh, today that you said some of the day, that energy depend on that castle. That so so lion, that castle, and so so lion, that's it, minyambata, and it dumb yambat in the June Dogala. And it, so, tea, you met there, so, that castle, parabe, eh? 니몽께네 딱 마슈바나 시리 니몽께에 또라 랄려봐 랄라 랄라면 니몽 또기 아니 중체 아니 랄라 토아께 아니 토아께체 아니 미니베 측줘버렸어 랄라면봐 긴기 공부 중대봐 또 마마슈야는 집어통래 재산대 아니 수리버렸어 또 랄라 미니베 줘버렸나 또 수리버렸어 어떡해
Well then if that's the case and then you know Back to ourselves, you know. So when we are being criticized, the person who is saying those unpleasant words, you know, to us, you know, acting out of non-faith, saying those unpleasant words to us, is doing so because of his or her own afflictions, you know. That the person has no independence yet whatsoever, isn't it? But rather the person is under, the person who is criticizing us is under the control of his or her own afflictions, as we have seen earlier in the text, isn't it? Right?
어떻게 다 좋은데 삼라랑 다야리샤 다 대안티나를 다 양가소라 소순 다 좀 어떻게 되었다 아니 심박하려나다 다 뒤네 마 자식 다 뒤네 마 가려나다
他都能打点的，打点起做的送不下来，打起打打到卡里去拿，打新的让了米高瓦切的，安尼只新的让了叶贝巴切切的，安尼只先开阳龙的让了自主公务是交巴的，然后国土明年被当交巴，肯定穷了呢，听说了，但是，听得穷白呢，安尼只卡里说嘞，我那是打东西搞瓦国买些，说瓦国买些，听得穷的也不来是打东搞瓦国买些，过去要来是。 So in essence, this section, the teachings actually tell us that, you know, when we experience all these problems like criticisms or directed at us or people talking behind our backs or when they have, when they don't like us or when they don't have any faith in us, you know, we should, you know, put aside, you know, getting angry with them, you know, course, we shouldn't even be upset with that. But actually, the reality is that the teaching says the reality is that we should be very happy, you know, when these things happen. So, like what was mentioned before earlier in the chapter, isn't it? When we experience problems and difficulties, we should regard the situation, the difficult situation, the problem as a broom that sweeps away all our negativities. And we should regard the situation as something to persuade us to engage in virtue. Yeah. So when we experience problems such as criticisms directed at us, we have to remind ourselves that ultimately is our own doing. Yeah. In the sense that it is that we are experiencing the situation as a result of the ripening of the non-virtue that we ourselves accumulated the past. Yeah. So, you know, when these things happen to us, we don't like it, isn't it? But these are what we call the eight worldly dharmas. Yeah. So when we experience these eight worldly dharmas, so some of the advice that are mentioned here in this chapter, we can put that into use, yeah, by thinking about them. Yeah. So up to this point here, in this chapter, we've seen that there's so many reasons, yeah, that has been thrown at us, yeah. Proving to us that no matter what we may think or what we may say, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it can be shown that there's no reason whatsoever to justify anger. Yeah, yeah. Anger is completely inappropriate. Yeah. There's no like exceptions, you know, made at all with regards to anger. Yeah. Okay, so then the next section talks about stopping anger. Stopping ourselves from getting angry when our loved ones or the people that matter to us, you know, who we consider to be in our circle, So earlier we've seen the many reasons why why it is inappropriate for us to be upset when we are harmed, isn't it? Yeah. That being said, you know, even if we accept that it is inappropriate to get upset, you know, when we ourselves are harmed, but it is a different matter. We may think that it is a different matter if our loved ones are harmed. People who matter to us, or people who are in our circle are harmed. Whether it is our teachers, or the people who have faith in us, or whatever, you know, I mean, people who are in our circle, yeah. So it's a different matter. If they are harmed, then I have a reason to be upset. Yeah, I'm not getting upset because of myself.
Yeah.
So here, this section, this particular next verse, basically is saying, even if the three jewels and so forth are harmed, you know, even then it is still inappropriate to be upset. So, Gyalsabje puts forth an argument that we may think of, you know, that we ourselves may put forth, you know. So, we may think, okay, yeah, although it is inappropriate for me to be upset when I am harmed, but if the three jewels are harmed, even if I'm upset, I won't incur any fault. I'm upset for the three jewels. So as such, it's okay. I'm not at fault. That is if we have such thoughts, right? And the answer to that is, should others talk frivolously about or even destroy holy images, reliquaries, and the sacred Dharma? My hatred is inappropriate, for the Buddhas and so forth can never be harmed. So our object, the objects to whom we go for refuge are the three jewels, yeah? The Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. So if the Buddha, let's say, if the Buddha is harmed, well, can the Buddha be harmed? But even if the Buddha is harmed, so to speak, they're never unhappy. You know? I mean, you know, it's impossible for them to be unhappy. So as such, they cannot be harmed. And we talk about the Sangha jewel. Primarily, the Sangha jewel are the superiors, yeah? Those who have realized emptiness directly.
That 帮助过来，今天已经给俺们移民的话，就是生了修，随着动了的有个药嘛的，是宝贝刚才听说的。
So the Sangha Jewel primary here, referring to the superiors, those who have realized emptiness directly. As such, they have abandoned the intellectually acquired grasping at the self, isn't it? So when they are harmed.They do not have the kind of, you know, grasping, you know, and the feeling, oh, no, I'm being harmed, you know. And as such, you know, they don't become unhappy. Right? So, the Buddhas are not harmed in that sense. The Sangha are also not harmed in that sense. And then, what's left? You have the Dharma Jewel, yeah? The true path and true cessation. The true paths and true cessation cannot be harmed.
我真的是，大家那些安尼是他三界古树是他他古他三界古道，安尼就什么七八道。听说了，你是那把七八统一对象，全没得把的。听说了，那把七个安尼三界了，那这边解药嘛的，确实呢。听说你安尼是熟悉偏不起来，是的了，那也解药嘛的。别那他三界古老说话，听得了你那把七八统一多了，我就搞不了你广州三界古道啊，我听搞了广州没得把的。그나바이와야만고고고수삼다나고뱀뱀보랑신실했어어떤데비유래되어버렸어나바이와게여버렸어
Since the Buddha Dharma Sangha do not experience any unhappiness, neither can they be harmed. Therefore, it is inappropriate to get angry at those who do things to harm the Buddha Dharma and Sangha.And likewise, you know, when we talk about the representations of the Buddha's body, speech, and mind, you know, whether it's in holy objects like statues, paintings, scriptures, and stupas, you know, these are matter. They are atomically established, they're matter, yeah. They are form, yeah. Yeah. So even if these holy objects are destroyed, you know, the Buddhas can never be harmed, yeah. Isn't it? So in those situations, there's no reason to be upset, yeah. Because it is possible, yeah. Where, you know, when people get upset, you know, when they see, you know, others destroying holy objects, yeah.
어떻게다가나시아니시다먼저아니담배졸고왔다배어떻게다고집신했다아니시다아니어찌되시다다가라소나담배졸다고집신해인걸왔다독신했다망했다진짜라아니시간저변하다진짜아니시다투미력받아진짜통해내알아
And of course, there are people who criticize the Dharma, right? Criticize the Dharma, put down the Dharma. Even then, it is inappropriate. Yeah, there's no justification to be upset with those people. Yeah.
어진대인상아니지다진대셔바통일도가나또다니진대셔바강사때는통일도가나아니지사아니콘쪽이아니변하다산적이때아니지구순툭때소어떤도이직다직다직벌셔바다아니매바소야다진대는너바셔통일도가나아니지원해지다그갈수없다딕바시위삽이무시삽이와됐어그러봐어진대사기여서아니지다다동아니지딘대신강사통해누가나아니콘도게파시하세요원해지코랑시위때보지무슨사귀어도딘대라댄시다동아니지콘도마켜봐지다동반인제학보도기리바래스어떡시
So when people engage in such a destructive acts, when they criticize, put down the Dharma, when they destroy, you know, holy objects, yeah.They accumulate, you know, so heavy negative karma, yeah, so much negative karma. So when we see people doing things like that, yeah, besides not getting upset or angry with these people, in fact, you know, we should have even more compassion for those people, yeah. And it is completely appropriate to develop even more care and concern and compassion for those people. Yeah.
어다띵어서다남주리한테내시고도왔다스변하다소수쳐놓고왔다배다아니식다소수래다남배쳐놓고왔다배다아니산재의구수두대한서가시바다디대통해도가나서시위공도를안시고도와어떻게어떻게저양고 담도 진대 통에 누가 나 딱 공부 맞지 않았어. 담도 이제 학부도 깨고 했지래. 어 뚝순이 숨겨야 된다.
Yeah, this happens, isn't it? When we see, you know, others destroying the Dharma, destroying the holy objects, putting down the Dharma and so forth, we may get very upset, isn't it? Right? So the teachings are telling us that it is inappropriate, it's wrong. Not only is it wrong to get upset, and actually, yeah, we shouldn't get upset at all. Rather, the teachings tell us that we should even have more compassion for those people. Yeah. So next, how it is likewise appropriate to be patient with the harm that is directed at the people who matter to us. Yeah. I should counteract anger towards those who harm my spiritual masters, relatives, and so forth, and friends, by seeing, as in the manner shown before, that they arise from conditions.
아니 중요하다. 아니 신이 너바치와 통하다. 근데 통이 누가 나? 아니 신 진짜로 최미리 말했어. 조조 대탐자 아니 조조. 나 아니 신 조조. 내체 대다. 조 아니 신 랑이 나기 내사발 때네. 아니 너바치네 중대 말했어. 어떻게 무야래?
So the verse is saying that it is inappropriate for us to be upset, to get angry, at those who criticize or harm our gurus. Our relatives, such as our parents and our loved ones and friends, yeah. Why? Because there are reasons that these things happen, such as the ripening of karma, for example. These harms that are directed at our loved ones, relatives and friends and gurus and so forth, are the result of the coming together of various causes and conditions. Next, it is inappropriate to become angry only at sentient beings. If embodied creatures are harmed by those with mind and those without mind, why single out and begrudge only those with mind? Therefore, I should be patient with harm. We are harmed by both a combination of sources of harm, which include sentient beings and non-sentient beings. Yeah. So, of course, if there's somebody wielding a weapon, then there's a sentient being who's wielding the weapon. There's a person who has a mind that is involved in harming us. But there are also other factors such as the four elements: earth, water, fire, and wind. We also receive harm from the elements, isn't it? Right. But when we are upset, you know, we only get upset at sentient beings, yeah. People who are those with a mind, yeah. We don't get upset with the elements, isn't it? But both sentient and non-sentient sources of harm are equally responsible for causing us pain, isn't it? So why are we only upset at one and not the other? So the verse is asking us, why do we single out sentient beings only and then get upset with them and at the same time we don't get upset with those non-sentient sources of harm? Should one person do harm out of confusion and another is confused and gets angry, then who would be without fault and who would be at fault? Many a times people engage in activities and that harm others, such as stealing and killing, yeah, while being ignorant of the consequences of the actions that they have, yeah, being ignorant of the consequences that they have to experience in the future in the form of suffering, yeah.
Oh, tradition, yeah. Kansa rikchi ta karisana tere. Ta rang pena kansa. Ta kansa, yeah. Kansa kashi yang si rang ki shen la ni na chaba ina. Chobi tiu, namba mi bi tiu, ta rang ki nyongo badi, ani nyongo badi masha bache si. That's the one.
So there are people who are ignorant of the consequences of their actions of harming others, and there are also people who are ignorant of the consequences of getting angry at people who harm them. You know, sometimes we get upset, you know, there are people who get upset, you know, when they experience harm, isn't it, from others. They get upset while being ignorant of the consequences of getting angry.
Oh, Tokshine, that today Samatan Dukala, Kansa Tinika Duk Samatan Dukala, Anishi, Toto, Nika Anishi, Nimu Bidungi, that Lapche, that the Nimu Bidungi Shang the Church, that Nikata.
So
So both, these two types of people, both have come under the influence of the Mara of afflictions. Both are acting out of ignorance, out of afflictions. So as such, you cannot attribute blame to one and not the other. And if you want to attribute blame, both are at fault, isn't it? Right?
다 니게 되고 싶어 싸게 다 싸봐 치바레스 다 가서 뒤니게 다 건강이 되고 싶어 싸바레스 다 돈다 그러고 싸게 아니지 다 고 니가 준신도 다와레스 바로 왔다 되고 싶어 니게 되고 싶어 싸거래 니가 준신도 다와레스 독시 다 송해리샤
So both are equally at fault. The person who harms others out of being ignorant of the consequences of his actions, and the other person who gets angry when he receives harm while being ignorant of the consequences of getting angry. So both are equally at fault. So essentially, at the end of the day, what is this verse saying? That there's no justification to retaliate against any harm directed at one ourselves.
You getting what I'm saying? I'm not getting my samples. I don't know. Teresa.
Why did I previously commit those actions because of which others now cause harm? If all are related to my actions, why should I begrudge them? Having seen thus, no matter what, I should strive in this way for what is meritorious, that all will have loving thoughts towards each other. So essentially, when we see harm directed at our loved ones, at the people who matter to us, then we have to think, well, to remember, to understand that is due to the power of karma, the ripening of non-virtue accumulated in the past. As such, when the conditions come together, there's nothing you can do. It's irreversible, right? So it will happen, Well, since these experiences are the results of karma, then, as such, there's no justification to be upset, with those who cause our loved ones harm.
어 근데 다 아니지 다 준세진도 신세 다 돈다 아니지 아니지 다 아니 갈소래 랑이 녀석 봐라 너버체바 티세 아니지 그저버체시 다 아니지 다동 아니지 녀다 달라서 봐라 아니지 다 지금 지금 편주 아니 잠바다 잠베 쓴 걔는 지마롱 녀베다 소속에서 뛰는 삼로다 아니지 공도 맞자와시 다도 아니 다다 나 녀다 소바다 전부 중세다 대다의 유라 참배 섬지기는 찌마롱수 어떡시네 아니 전수 참배 섬기지 다 손은 빠뜨면 어떻게 깨울 수 없으니 삼마다에서는
So, so yeah, this is something that we have to think for ourselves. You know, when we're in that situation, when we see our loved ones are harmed, people who matter to us are harmed for whatever reason, then we have to remember that there's no reason or no real justification to be upset, you know. Yeah. But rather, we can use the opportunity, you know, to think, you know, how wonderful it would be if, all had love towards one another. How wonderful it would be if I could have love as well, towards my loved ones and the person who are causing harm to my loved ones, yeah.
Oh, 독신이 다 당당히 드는 삼 땅세 당당히 조조다 랑게 줄라 창주 심게 참배 심게 이제 심게 드들라 라베시 당당히 아니 랑이 아니 랑게 초라 녀바시 때도 콘도 맞아서 나도 아니지 니엔다 단니가란 참배 심 꼼제 다 당당히 랑게 줄라 심 삼보 꼼고야 랍샤 어디 순간 콘도 맞아서
So here these are all these are advice for person to develop love, compassion, and bodhicitta, isn't it? Yeah. So in these situations, you know, when our loved ones are harmed, then instead of reacting with anger, then instead, you know, we should develop our love for both our loved ones and the people who are harming our loved ones. Yeah.
어 도서 다티네 마사지스나 트리샤 다기 겨 미네베톤도 베바스에 도사지 코로나나니 다 탄다 트리샤 아티네 마초 티네 도타 다시 또 탄다 티로 올라나다 시다 미케베 탑 다기 겨 미네베톤도 스다 베바스에 도 사지나 아티로 상티베도
Next, striving to not let one's virtue degenerate.
어, 독신이 다 돈다니. 그래, 뺀나 김식규 규에 매스다 김제신도 송내니 저서 가서 체제 되니 정도 도와리. 대신 가라 쌤창 내 시간 내니 체제 소름 쳐버 더니. 아, 되니 되니 뒤 말아 돌으시도. 소문이서.
For example, if a fire in one house has moved into another house, it is right to remove and get rid of straw and such things that the fire will spread to. Likewise, when my mind is attached to something and the fire of hatred spreads, I should immediately get rid of it for fear of my merit being burned. Get rid of it.
어떤 뜻이래? 다들 강시다가 나가버렸어 강시.
So if your neighbor's house catches fire, and you sense that the fire will soon spread into your house, and you happen to have a lot of flammable objects, I don't know, your furniture, or I mean here it says straw, yeah. But basically if you have things in your house that will burn, yeah, isn't it? But you know, these are the things that we are normally attached to, yeah. You know, we have a need for them, isn't it? And yes, many objects of necessities, and of course we have some kind of emotional involvement, attachment to these things, isn't it? But in that situation, you know, because if you know that if you keep those things, your house is going to burn down, isn't it? So even if you have attachment, you realize, you know, okay, I better get rid of all these things before my house catches fire, isn't it? So in that situation, we do throw away stuff, isn't it?
Oh, 독신이 다 뒤에 가르선 뒤 여봐이나 다 뒤에 깬치스 매 유튜 텔레렉스 뒤에 강바치에게 양가지 구여래서 다 뒤에 잡다 뒤에 차관 묘도네 먼저 다 돌아치기도 와서 다 빼라 뒤 숨는 거.
Yeah, so you know, if your neighbor's house catches fire and the fire is going to soon spread into your house, then you know, things that we are normally attached to, that may catch fire and therefore contribute to the complete destruction of your house, those are the things that you may also end up having to discard, isn't it? And in that situation, you probably do that happily, throw them, you know, happily, you know, get it out of the way, you know, right?
That I don't know now we have to find out the meaning, huh? Huh? 다
So likewise, when our loved ones, the people who matter to us, when they are harmed, they're probably very upset as well, isn't it? Right? Right. They're probably very upset, and their fire, you know, of their anger will consume and burn whatever merit they have accumulated.
Oh, that 딘데기 아니지, 다 튕겨가 말해, 딘데기 아니.
Yeah, so when the people who matter to us are harmed, it's very likely that they will probably be very upset,
Right? The fire of anger is also blazing in their minds, and therefore consuming their merit that they have accumulated. But if we get upset when we see that they are harmed, then the fire of anger will also burn in our hearts and will thereby also consume the merit that we have accumulated.
Yeah.
The reason why the fire of anger in the minds of our loved ones, the reason why that fire of anger can ignite in our own minds, and through that consume our merit. The only reason why that fire can move from that our loved one's mind into our mind is because of attachment. Because of our attachment for them. If we don't have attachment for them, there's no way we will be angry when we see our loved ones suffer. Right? Just like, in the example, if there's nothing that's flammable in your house, the fire in your neighbor's house will not be able to do much damage to your house. Right? The only reason why your house can burn down is if your house is filled with all kinds of flammable objects. Yeah. So if you remove them, if you throw those flammable objects away, your house will not burn. Yeah. So likewise here, if there's no attachment for our loved ones, the people who matter to us, then we will not be affected by their anger. So these are methods ways to stop anger from arising in our minds. Yeah. So here in this context here, the way to stop anger is to remove attachment. Yeah. Remove attachment in our minds.
Oh, then I'm at this. That dongal chungo tang tu lang ne ani nyewe dongal ki kyu tokpo.
Next, purifying the causes for hell by tolerating small sufferings. Is it not excellent if a man condemned to death is released after having his hand cut off? Is it not excellent if I am spared from hell by way of human suffering? If I cannot endure even just this suffering of the present, then why do I not refrain from getting angry, which is the cause of suffering in hell?
Okay, so what did we just say earlier? That we get upset a lot of times when our loved ones are harmed. We get upset because of our attachment, isn't it? Right. So the solution is to not have attachment, isn't it? Right. But of course, this is unacceptable, right, for people, isn't it? How is it possible not to have attachment? Okay, if I'm not attached, okay, you ask me to give up attachment, that means you're asking me to give up my emotional bond, my connection with these people, isn't it? Right? Or as such, that means it's kind of like separating myself from them, isn't it? Making a fine line, making a clear distinction, right? That we are not kind of connected, right? In that sense, yeah? So, but that is something that I cannot do. I cannot bear to do that. I cannot bear to be separated from my loved ones.
So I cannot
bear to be disconnected from others, from my loved ones. I cannot bear to not have the emotional bond, that feeling. So as such, you know, therefore, in order to be emotionally bonded, you know, to have the connection, no, then obviously there must be some kind of desire and attachment for them, isn't it? So as such, you know, therefore, I must have attachment, it's necessary. And therefore, it is alright, it's justifiable for me to get upset, because this is what I need, is it? When they are harmed, I don't like it, so it's justifiable for me to get upset, is it? This is what people think, yeah?
아니 진대 동아 충주대 당도 랑바이나 진대 즉 진대 충세다 대담 타회 아니 동아대 당도 랑바지나 아니 대로 당도 랑지 서바이나 아니 대라 때네 아니 지 서바 공발라 때네 아니 지 아니 지 고회 동아 아니 치다 아니 녀회 동아 녀와이다 두두 동아 침보 중에디 잘 두고 하랬어 저 서바 공발이나 봐봐
So the pain of separation or from the loved ones is relatively small compared to the suffering that one has to experience if we get upset for their sake. So if we practice patience and voluntarily accept the small suffering and the inconvenience and the discomfort that comes along with feeling, you know, this sense of separation, you know, from your loved ones because you are not attached to them, you know. That suffering is small and you should voluntarily put up with it because you are saving yourself from the suffering of more samsara in the future, and in particular you're saving yourself from the great suffering of being born in the hell realms, which is a result of getting upset and acting out of anger.
Yeah.
So we have to make a distinction between short-term pain and long-term pain. It's about choosing short-term pain and tolerate and putting up with short-term pain. Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, then there's long-term great pain.
Why are you laughing? Huh?
Sounds funny.
So verse 73 is asking us,
if we cannot tolerate the harms that we experience, and if we cannot tolerate the harms that's directed at our loved ones, then how are we able to tolerate the suffering of the lower realms, such as the suffering of the hells, in the future? So how are we able to tolerate the great suffering of the hells, Yeah. If we claim that oh, the current suffering is too much, I cannot tolerate the harm done to me, I cannot tolerate the fact that my loved ones are being harmed, So if we then retaliate with anger, then the question is, will we be able to tolerate the consequences of acts of retaliation? It is primarily more driven by attachment, isn't it? Driven by attachment, we get upset and we retaliate, isn't it? And then the consequences will be a rebirth in the lower realms, in particular the hell realms. Yeah. So will we be able to tolerate the results of falling after anger or not?
Yeah. Oh, that
So as such, therefore, we have to turn away from the causes of the lower realms, no? Which are essentially our afflictions like anger, yeah? For the sake of my desires, I experienced thousands of eons in hell. But I enacted the purpose of neither others nor myself.
That on the Teresa. That's been a that on the Teresa. That on the Tisamata, I chip a medal, that on Dani, Katsota, Mazota, that Tongalmo, that day, Nobala Soma Tinde Chita.
Yeah, so you know this verse 73 is something that we can think about, you know, whenever we cannot tolerate that person, that harm that is done, you know. So we can think of this verse, yeah.
Okay, I stop here. Join it. You have question, then ask. Yeah. Any question?
Yeah, I have one question. It was mentioned before that bodhisattvas. Okay, this question is about how anger destroys most of virtue. It was mentioned before that bodhisattvas who have attained the peak stage of the path of preparation onwards will not get angry. So will not have roots of virtue be destroyed by anger. However, all the bodhisattvas before achieving the peak stage of the path of preparation are subjected to anger at certain level. And also in the last module, it was mentioned that for some people, anger don't destroy the volitional or causally concordant effect, but only progress on the path is delayed or slowed down. So based on this, it seems to me that since bodhisattvas on the peak stage of path of preparation onwards, when you get angry, they do not have root of virtue severed by anger. That means it seems that there are some exceptional cases where bodhisattvas can get angry, but do not have, but won't have root of virtue be destroyed, but only experience delay in realization. So my question is, are there such bodhisattvas who can get angry but will not have root of virtue be destroyed by anger, but only experience delay in realization? If so, if there are bodhisattvas like that, why is it so?
What your question is?
Huh?
Question is what?
Question is, okay. Okay. For some people, right, the anger don't destroy the volitional or the causally.
You can actually ask in one sentence.
Okay, okay, what?
Yeah, you ask. What do you say? You translate.
Okay. Okay. For some people, right? Anger will not destroy the
yes.
The volition effect.
One short sentence.
Yeah. Summarize. Who are these people? Is that bodhisattvas who are like that? Who get angry but will not have the virtues destroyed but only a delay realization? Yeah, that's the question. Because it was mentioned before in the last module, there are some people anger can destroy, won't destroy original or causally concurrent effect, but progress on the path is delayed or slow down.
ちょっと待って、この辺、ラブ、ちょっと待って、この辺、ちょっと待って、せいでかさんと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっと、ちょっ
I will keep the answer short. My translation. Postponement of the realizations of the path is a result of the destruction of roots of virtue.
Oh.
Okay. Now you know, yeah?
Okay.
Not correct, then you see, huh?
I prepared. okay, I didn't really prepare the other time.
What are you answering for?
During the time of death, can projecting come up? I was had sleepless night thinking about it. Okay, anyway. Okay, so actually you cover the answer in lesson 25. I went back to study. Okay, during the time of death, projecting karma cannot be created because karma created during the moment of death is karma not accumulated given the short period of time. Okay, ma?
Okay.
Because in lesson 25, right, you
your
say...
Your answer is because short period of time.
Yeah.
What do you mean short period of time? Or what do you mean short?
Because karma created, right? Can karma created? Projecting karma is karma accumulated, and karma accumulated, right? Can only be created during a long period of time. So the moment of during the time of death is short period of time.
Question back to you.
Okay.
Then, if you think I want to kill someone. You think about 10 seconds is long enough to create karma or not?
Long period of time.
1 second. Yeah, maybe 10 seconds. You have a strong thought to kill someone.
Strong.
To create the karma.
One moment of anger at Bodhisattva, enough not? You anger at Bodhisattva, one moment enough. No, it's not accumulated. No. We need one yawn.
So actually, there's no qualification of the period of time, right? Long period of time. So, because my understanding, like long period of time, right, should be more than one moment, right? So moment of death.
Time of the death, you have more than one moment. Yeah. Just like the 1 second, not time. Of death. Okay. So you have time there.
So, but the text has no qualification of what is long period of time. Yeah. So. So long period of time can be like even a snap of finger, like the.
Maybe longer than ten seconds can be accumulated. Yeah. Can be 2 minutes, 5 minutes, isn't it?
Because my understanding of long period of time has to be like in general what we understand by long period of time is like you've been thinking.
What do you understand? Long period of time, you mean 1 year, 10 months, 1 day or what?
At least more than
1 month.
Okay, so I never thought of that because I thought a period of time should be long period of time.
My question is that if you think 10 minutes, you think 10 minutes I want to kill this person, you create karma. Even lesser 5 minutes, you think 5 minutes, you think strongly I want to kill this person, you create karma.
Yes, because in order
to... not long time.
In order to have a throwing karma...
I'm saying because not long time, how you create the karma.
If you have a very strong mind, making a decision that you're going to kill, and then you have to think over and over again, you see? You have to like familiarize your mind.
That's what I'm saying. If you think 5 minutes, you don't create karma, how cure it?
5 minutes, ah? Okay, 5 minutes is more than
5 minutes, one. Should I give you 10 minutes? Like that?
Okay, so in order to have...
Yeah, so now 10 minutes can create karma or not?
Yes.
5 minutes?
Yes, so...
5 minutes can or not?
Can.
Oh, see?
Karma done but not accumulated.
5 minutes you can create karma, yeah?
What kind of karma? Karma done...
Killing karma, okay. 5 minutes you can create killing karma or not?
You have to fulfill the four conditions.
And so that doesn't matter. I'm not asking that. Create karma within 5 minutes?
Yes.
3 minutes?
Diary.
Yes.
2 minutes?
Yes. But
1 minute?
Every moment we are creating karma.
Oh!
But not every moment we are creating karma accumulated. There are karma done but not accumulated. So during the moment of death, this to me, due to the short period of time, is karma done but not accumulated.
Done what? How you kill somebody when you're dying?
Done.
You lying there?
Your answer is time is short, so it doesn't answer that.
Doesn't answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we settle this one. So, just one question. When karma is about to ripen, is it reversible or can it be nullified?
What?
When the karma is about to ripen, can it be reversed? Can it be nullified? Can it be stopped?
Possible.
So if it can be stopped, then...
Can be reversible, can be stopped, yeah.
Then the whole point about nourishing with craving and grasping then can also be stopped. In other words, that at the time of nourishing with craving and grasping, it can, there's a projecting karma that's about to come about, manifest. But since it can be stopped, it can be reversed, and after that, or during the time, positive, virtuous, powerful mind manifests, it deposits virtuous imprint in the causal period consciousness, a second set of craving and grasping can nourish that particular karma. If the time, the karma can be reversed by during the time of craving and grasping, then at that time, one generates virtuous faith, for example, and that leaves a powerful imprint at a causal period consciousness, then that can be, because it's already been, the earlier one has been reversed, a second set of craving and grasping can nourish this particular karma. Is it possible then? This virtuous projecting imprint. So if that's the case, then the whole thing about, you know, nourishing at the time of death, you know, you can have, the karma can be changed, in other words, at the time of nourishing, it can be reversed.
Yeah, I think so.
So, okay.
Why not?
So, then we have settled the issue then.
Huh? We settled the issue?
I don't know.
I don't know.
The point is that after nourishing and after craving and grasping, during the time of craving and grasping, projecting karma is being nourished.
Yeah.
But that can be reversed. It's possible to be reversed.
I think so.
At that time, there can be a virtuous mind that leaves a powerful imprint in a causal period consciousness. And immediately after that, it can be nourished by craving and a second set of craving and grasping for a virtuous projecting karma. So the previous one was perhaps a non-virtuous projecting karma. The second round is a virtuous projecting karma. So in other words, at the time of dying, we are supposed to be born in a hell. Then because of it being reversed by this second set, we can be born in the lower, higher realms.
So you are saying time of the death, you can create projecting karma and completion karma. You say that, isn't
it? Projecting karma.
Projecting karma.
For a good rebirth.
And actualizing karma.
Actualizing karma. You saying that, yeah?
Yeah.
Your answer is the time of the death, you can create projecting karma and actualizing karma.
Yeah, when it is nourished by craving and grasping, that becomes actualizing karma.
The time of the death, you can create both.
If the first set of projecting karma, actualizing karma, projecting karma being nourished into actualizing karma can reverse. Now the qualm is whether the question is whether it can be reversed.
Yeah,
since
so.
It can be reversed at the time of death. So therefore, at the time of death, once it's reversed and we have before we go unconscious, we have a powerful faith, and that leaves an imprint on the consciousness, and that is immediately nourished by craving and grasping. Then we have a virtuous rebirth. I mean, a good rebirth due to a virtuous projecting karma.
That tilen ta pena silen seva nyig nekala ta ani chita pena ta koto ga yodame sta ani debudi ani juwa ta yodame this juwa tirwa tinda ta ta tina juna tirwa pena silen seva nyig se ta che tine ma pa parto de chawa denge ji na ta ngomba zhene se na pardo ne doa yo manes ta pardo kyawa den chadu ani kare kyawa den ne tagara le ma doa yo manes ngomba zhene ta nyeba du su ga le pardo ne doba mes ta tine papa tomi ngomba kundu na ma ya pardo ne ga so dok to kres ta ge se chebar to ge sap ji pardo ne ga na ya ani ji ta ani kar so re bo ge ani je bu di ani ju wa to kres o ti ne su do ro ta ti ka ya ka pu ta re o to chebar ti ne su yo re ta.
So according to the lower Abhidhamma Kosha by Vasubandhu, once you are in the intermediate state of a particular realm, that is irreversible, right? Once the intermediate state comes about, as nourishing of a former karma, nourished by craving and grasping, and then once a certain kind of intermediate state is established, it's irreversible, yeah. Isn't it? That means once you enter the intermediate state, let's say of a hell, you're definitely going to hell. Yeah? There's no way out about it. And there's no up, left, right. You know, it's just going down. Yeah. So, but according to Asanga's Higher Abhidhamma, the compendium of knowledge, he said that even in the Bardo,
even the Bhadhu is established, you enter into intermediate state of a particular realm. But if very strong virtue is accumulated for whatever reason, then that intermediate state can be changed. Right? That, I think we talked about this earlier, yeah? Sometime in the past, right? So if we follow the compendium of knowledge, which is higher Abhidhamma, we follow the position that the intermediate state can be reversed. If the intermediate state can be reversed, then it goes without saying that at the time of craving and grasping, that karma, whatever is being nourished, you know, that karma can be reversed. Yeah, it can be reversed as in it can change to something, another karma that is being nourished. Yeah.
Can I follow my questions, which was on lesson 25, I think, lesson 25, 27. And I was asking that at the time of death, if one should have, if projecting karma, which is more virtuous, but at the same time, if one has a single pointed faith to one's guru, and could that non-virtuous karma be changed? And I remember the answer was that single pointed faith was a condition, is not a karma. And I remember that the non-virtuous projecting karma could not be changed. But having said this now, and when Benny was talking about if the projecting karma, non-virtuous, being reversible for whatever the reason, I would love to understand, I would love to learn that how does that be reversible? If, say, like the single-pointed faith is only a condition and not karma.
The question wasn't answered earlier. Yeah. Do you create new projecting karma at the time of death or not?
I think I don't have absolute clear answer, but by hearing of throughout the lessons, I guess you can.
So at the time of death, we faith as a condition, then one would be going to a lower realm, but due to the condition of faith, another karma comes into being, isn't it? Another karma comes into play. So it is not that the earlier non-virtuous karma has transformed into a virtuous karma, no.
Mm-hmm.
It's not possible for a non-virtuous karma to transform into virtuous karma, yeah. No, that's not the meaning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When we say the karma has changed.
Another new karma, virtuous karma, replaces the non-virtuous, the previous non-virtuous karma. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so some other karma comes into play.
Mm.
So is it a previously accumulated virtue, or can you accumulate fresh virtuous projecting karma? Or not? That was not answered, I think.
Okay.
I think I'm not clear on that. Yeah. That in other words, at the time of death, when one is having a non-merger's projecting karma, but having the single-pointed faith, there is this non-virtuous karma somehow being replaced by a fresh, it could be a fresh virtuous karma due to the condition of a single-pointed faith to one's guru. And hence, the rebirth would be a favorable one. Can I understand that?
Yeah.
It is. All right. Thank you.
You can understand that well, so.
Oh, yeah. That's great. So, you can see the one. Yeah. You can see the one.
Suvin.
And then, some announcement. Yeah.
Hi, we are having a fundraising dinner. If you have heard about it, Kensu Rinpoche Stupa. So we are fundraising for. It's actually done separately as individuals by leader by Hap Cheng and a few others, other people. So if you can support, you can purchase the tickets from Khoi Sin. She's seated over there. You can actually put your name down if you want to register. It's $60 per person. On 2nd August, it's a dinner at Toa Payoh. So for more details, you can look for Khoi Sin. You can write down your name if you are interested. Then you can pay her in the next lesson. And if you can support voluntary or in prayers that this may actualize, you'll be very grateful. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,